Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded line. Who do I have the privilege to speak to?
Hi, Tanisha Wright.
Hi, Tanisha. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a cancer after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And was it you personally or someone you know?
It was me.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. And can you tell me when were you diagnosed? What was the date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed, it was back in April 9th, 2023.
Okay, April 9th, 2023.
Yes.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Well, 41. It was actually like right before my birthday.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that you're about your diagnosis. So it was April 9th, 2023 at age 41?
Yes.
Okay. Have you, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's
yes.
true? Okay. And regrettably, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There's approximately 60 different subtypes of the cancer. Do you know what subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
Yeah, it was B-cell.
It was B-cell?
Yes.
Do you know specifically the type of B-cell?
No, it was just the diagnosis was just like the first stage of B-cell. That was all the information that was given to me. It affected my lymph nodes in my chest.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you had more than one diagnosis
mm-hmm.
for NHL?
Well, I had a surgery, and then I had chemotherapy.
Okay.
So that was the only additional information.
Okay, but this is the only diagnosis you ever had? You didn't put it in remission and have it come back, in other words?
Correct.
Okay. And then...
It was remission. Let me see. I have to make sure I get,
Okay, so...
Let
me ask you a question.
It was remission for 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Was April 2023 the first time you ever got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Have you had a second diagnosis after that date?
The second diagnosis, I went back in remission. So that was for 6 months. And that was once a month as far as to visit my doctor. So, no.
Okay, so you haven't had a second diagnosis, in other words.
No.
Okay, and you are filing this claim because you're an adult and you're living, so you can do this on your own.
Yes.
Okay, and your diagnosis was April 9th. It's been placed in remission and hasn't come back since.
Correct.
Okay, that's. And then, how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home or did you use it at work?
Yeah, I used it on my lawn, and I used a spray bottle.
Okay, and it was at home. So could you provide me the
yes.
address to your residence where you used this product?
Yes, it was 306 Bell Oaks Drive West.
306 Dell Oaks Drive West?
B-E-L-L-E Oaks Drive West.
Oh, Bell Oaks. And what city is that in?
Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay, I found it. 306 Bell, B-E-L-L-E, Oaks Drive, and that's west. That's in Greenwood,
yes.
South Carolina, 29646.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. And then, do you know any other person that used Roundup and was also diagnosed with cancer? A lymphoma?
No,
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Okay.
no.
And you were diagnosed at the age, over the age of 18, but under the age of 80.
Yes.
Okay. And how many years would you approximate that you used Roundup? How many years approximately did you use Roundup?
Probably about 10 years. It was from June 2013 to March 2023.
June 2013 to March 2023.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that time frame?
Yeah, it was I practically use it twice a month only during the summertime.
Okay. Okay, so you did use it for more than 10 days. Am I speaking to you on a cell phone? Is this a cell phone that I'm speaking to you on?
Yes.
And that phone number is 864-600-2584, is that right?
Yes.
And since you live in South Carolina, you're a resident of the United States.
Yes.
Do you still live at this address, 306 Bell Oaks Drive West?
Yes.
Okay. And then I gotta ask, do you have any of these illnesses affecting you? HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, or organ transplant? Any of those any of those affect you?
No.
Okay. Have you needed chemotherapy for treatment other than for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Other than that, no. But I
Okay.
did have chemotherapy back May 20 of 2023. It was four
Okay.
rounds,
It was for it's
in 3 months.
it was because of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. And now I'm going to be asking for your information. This will go on the agreement, the legal agreement. How do you spell your first name?
T is in Tom, H A, N is in Nancy, I S H A. My last name is Wright, WRIGHT.
Okay. Is it T as in Tom, H as in Henry, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, I as in India, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, A as in Apple?
Yes.
Okay, Tanisha, right.
Yes.
WRIGHT.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No.
And you're female, correct?
First name, last name at gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your gender, you're a female?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital
Well,
status?
single.
Okay, single, never married?
Correct.
Okay. And then the law firm does require the Social Security number on the authorization to release medical records. So can I get just the last four digits of your social, please?
3285.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your date of birth, please?
5581.
That would be May 5th, 1981.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then how did you first learn of the marketing outreach for people that have used Roundup and were developed and developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? When did you how did you first learn of this? Was it through a television advertisement or did you hear about it online?
Television.
Okay. And how long ago did you hear that?
I don't know the exact date. It's been a while.
What's your best approximate? Was it over a year, 2 years, three, four?
It could have been a year or so ago. Don't quote me on the actual time frame, but I'm not sure, possibly.
We'll say, since it's approximate, we'll say a year from today's date, October 28th, 2023.
Okay.
Okay, and then what is your height and then your weight, please?
5'4", 210.
Okay. That'd be 5 feet, 4 inches tall, 210 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
My first name, last name at gmail.com.
Okay. It's THANISHAWRIGHT at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And we've confirmed your cell phone number. And I'm assuming the best way to reach you would be the phone.
Yes.
And would it afternoons be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many times per year do you think you use Roundup? Your best estimate. How many times per
It
year?
was only during, I it was only during the summertime, twice a month.
Okay, so we're talking so June, July, August, and September. That's about 4 months.
Possibly. Yeah, twice a month.
Okay, so about 8 times per year.
That's a possibility, yes.
Okay, and did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you started using Roundup June 2013. And your best
Yes,
estimate
to
when you
March
s your
2023.
yes to March, okay. And so we'll say the last day of March would be the 29th, March 29th, 2023.
Okay.
Okay. And why did you stop using Roundup?
I just didn't use it. I didn't feel the use to use it anymore, and plus it just seems like I was having like complications after using it, so that's why I didn't do it anymore. Trouble breathing, some bone pain, abdominal pain, so that's
Did
why
you
I
stop
figured it
using it?
was possible.
Did you stop using it
I'm
because you were
sorry?
diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you said you applied it seasonally during the summer months?
That is correct.
And you said in the beginning that was a hand sprayer that you used, the spray
Spray
bottle?
bottle.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, I didn't feel the need to.
That's all right. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied?
I can't give you the accurate area, but it was used on my lawn.
Okay. And this is at home?
Yes, the front and back.
And you're not sure of the size of the yard?
No.
And we established that you use this in South Carolina. Is that right?
Correct.
And it was in a residential setting. South
Correct.
Carolina residential. And then you were first exposed to Roundup from use at home.
Yes.
And you used this directly, the product directly. You personally sprayed Roundup, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? That would be all the time?
What do you mean?
You were using Roundup, the product, yourself. So you were present.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was present. I used it.
And how many exposures over your lifetime do you think you've had of Roundup? How many times have you used
I
Roundup?
can't give you that.
What's your
Can't give
best
you that.
guess?
I don't know.
It's okay. You
I,
can just
there's no
guess a
guess. I don't
number.
know. I
20
don't want to guess
times?
a number because I don't know.
It's
I don't
required.
know. It could be possibly. I don't know.
Okay. So your best guess is like 100 times or 50 times?
Over 100. Over
Over 100.
100.
Okay, that's what a lot of people have been putting over 100. Okay. And do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And have you used what type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate or premix?
Concentrated, as I stated previously, concentrated.
And when and where was the Roundup purchased?
Home Depot.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't give you the exact date. I don't have the receipt.
That's right. That's okay. Okay. And you answer my next question. You don't have any evidence of receipts of purchase? You don't have any receipts, evidence of purchase?
No receipts.
That's
No
okay.
receipts.
That's
That is
fine.
correct.
Okay. And then do you have Roundup in your possession now?
No, I do not.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition, to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic expense, pardon me, expense, offense, other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. And what does all of this have to do with basically my condition and a lawsuit?
I don't
Can you
know.
explain that to me?
I don't. I'm just the case intake specialist. I'm not a lawyer. The law firms actually set these screening questions, and I wish I do. I ask the same question. What does it have to do with exposure to Roundup?
Wow, I don't understand how they can't tell you that information for you to ask questions that we're answering, and we want to know why we're answering, and you can't even give us that information.
No.
But okay.
You're right. I just paid to ask the questions. Okay, I do need to ask. We're almost done. What next is going to be the treating facility. So, do you know the name of the doctor that rendered the diagnosis, that gave you the diagnosis of NHL?
Yes, the doctor. Well, I have the doctor that I went to, Advanced Radiation Oncology. His name is Matthew Cousins.
Dr.
He's an
Matthew.
MD, a radiation oncologist.
Okay. And he's in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I found him. He looks like he's affiliated
Okay.
with Self Regional Healthcare Greenwood. Okay. Let's see if I can find his address though. Let me see here.
1325 Spring Street.
Found it. It's Greenwood, South Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a phone number for Dr. Cousins?
No, I don't.
See if I can find a phone number. He's with Advanced Radiation Oncology.
Yes, I did say that. Yes.
I'm sorry. I have to confirm information. So if I ask it a second time, it's not that I doubt you.
Advanced, yeah.
I've got a phone number,
Oof.
864-725-504-5056.
I'm not sure. I don't have the number with me.
That's all right. That's what I got from the internet. How has your diagnosis of a lymphoma, in fact, impacted your life? How has your diagnosis?
It impact my daily life. I mean, I had swollen lymph nodes in my chest, bone pain, trouble breathing, abdominal pain, not night sweats, you know. So it's been a stressful period because I mean I had surgery and chemotherapy, so you know I was hospitalized for 7 to 8 days for the treatments. So it's been a lot. It's affected my life a lot.
Okay. So it adversely affected your health, your
Yes.
emotional well-being as well as financially too.
Yeah.
Adversely affected emotionally, physically, emotionally, and financially. Do you
Correct.
are you willing to confirm, are you aware there's medical records at the hospital that can confirm the diagnosis or with Dr. Cousins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they're at the hospital.
Thank you. And he is affiliated, we said, with Self Regional Healthcare.
I guess he is. I just know he's Dr. Matthew. I'm Dr. Matthew Cousins, MD, the radiation oncologist and address. So.
Okay. Yeah, and that address, 1325 South or Spring Street, goes to Self Regional Healthcare, Greenwood. Okay.
Okay, well, that's who it goes with. I don't know anything about that. I just know him.
And would you say you started treatment for NHL around the time you were diagnosed?
But yeah, somewhere around that time, yeah, I diagnosed April 9th, and the treatment was around, when was that treatment? Yeah, around my surgery was April 13th.
Oh, April 13th. Okay. That's what I'm going to put. And you had chemotherapy and you had surgery. Did you have a stem cell
And it's
transplant?
correct. No.
Okay. And did they treat you with radiation as well?
I just had chemotherapy.
Okay, got it. And you still live at, your current residence is 306 Bell Oaks Drive West?
Yes.
That's a house, okay. Okay, and the law firm does request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, I don't have any family here, just me by myself.
Okay. Is there somebody that we can list as an emergency contact? A
No,
friend?
there's nobody. No, I don't have friends.
Okay, you do meet the criteria, Tanisha.
Okay.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on April 9th, 2023. Regrettably, you know it's B cell, but you're not sure exactly the full name of your non-Hodgkin lymphoma subtype, but that's okay. The law firm can get that
Okay.
information through medical records. You're filing this claim on your own behalf. You used it at 306 Bell Oaks Drive at home. You were diagnosed with the cancer over the age of 18, but under the age of 80. You used the product for roughly 10 years. You sprayed it r approximately at least 10 days during that 10-year period. I've confirmed your name, spelling of your first name, your last name. I've confirmed the last four of your socials, 3285. I've confirmed you're single. Your date of birth is May 5th, 1981. Everything looks good. In a few seconds, I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the legal agreement to sign, and then that'll also include the authorization to release medical records. I'll be on the phone with you when you sign. You ever sign documents electronically through DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that'll go easy. Once we're done signing, we're done. We are finished getting signed up, and then the last step, we'll actually get a do a case verification call with the law firm to confirm that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup. That call only takes a few minutes. This was the hardest part.
Okay.
So bear with me here. You
Okay.
should be getting that text message in just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me help you get signed up for this case. I am sorry to hear about your
welcome.
diagnosis. I'm
Thank you.
pleased that you're about to get legal representation. And show one second here.
Thank you.
Just, you're welcome. I'll be. Everything looks good on my end. Okay, so you should be receiving a text any moment with a link from DocuSign.
Okay. All right, I got it.
Okay,
Pull
perfect.
that up.
Thank you. I'll be on the phone with you. Once you hit finish, let me know, and then that'll be my cue to do something on my end.
Okay. I'm pulling it up now. Taking a little to pull up. Okay. All right, so I'm pulling it up and signing the information.
Okay. I just texted you with my name and contact information so you can save me into your contacts. And I'm sending you the name of the firm so it's ready because they're going to be calling you.
All right, and can I get a copy of this information?
Yes. A copy's been sent to your email. It's also available on your phone.
Okay. All right, so it says I'm done signing.
Finished?
Yes.
Okay, one second here. Okay, I just sent you a text with a phone number to the name of the firm, Pulaski Kirker.
Okay, hold on one second.
Sure.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, I do.
Tanisha, I thank you for letting me get help from the law firm. I'm sorry about the
Thank you.
diagnosis, but I could tell you're a strong woman. You're a survivor. You're going to live a long life. I thank you again.
Thank you.
You now have my
Thank you
contact
so much.
information. You're very welcome. Be on the lookout for the phone call from Pulaski Kirker. They're going to do the case verification call. That'll happen between now and the next 14 days.
Okay.
We're
Sounds great.
all.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. You have a good rest of the day and a good rest of the week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, Tanisha. Take care.